Okay, we're going.
Okay, welcome everyone. This meeting of the North Salt Lake Trails and Active Transportation Committee will come to order. We do have a quorum with, what's that?
You need a gavel.
Oh, I know. Ryan Oaks, chairperson, Pedro Huebner as vice chair, Brett Crowther is here, Kyle Poulter is here, and Peter Worthland. So we have a full committee. We also have Ali Avery from the North Salt Lake City staff. This meeting is open for the public to attend, and at this time we welcome any comments for the committee. Okay, seeing no members of the public present, we move on. We have the minutes from the last meeting in February in the materials packet. Are there any corrections to those minutes?
Yes. Brent told me he has one.
Okay, let's do it.
I was not in attendance for the tabling of the SharePoint item. I excuse myself from the meeting.
Oh, was that in there?
Inconsequential.
Not in attendance for the SharePoint.
Training.
Oh, training. Oh. Oh, no, no, we didn't do the SharePoint.
Yeah, but he tabled it.
Oh, but he showed that he voted.
That I voted to table it, yeah.
Where is it?
Is that at the end?
Last page.
Your silence was consent.
We did talk about that.
He doesn't say not to table it, so.
She doesn't have that page apparently.
I don't see that anywhere.
It was approved by committee members, okay. I don't understand what she wants you to do.
Line 195.
Oh, sign it. 195.
Okay, I'll just.
Okay, we just need to scratch your name.
Yep.
Crowther. Okay, we can do that.
Minutes.
Any other changes? Okay, is there a motion to approve as amended?
I will make that motion.
All right.
To approve the meeting minutes as amended.
Hi.
All right.
Sorry I'm late.
Hi, Ted.
Hi.
Hello, Ted.
Yeah, I second the motion.
Okay, we've got a motion by Brent, seconded by Pedro. All in favor say yes.
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 All right, that is unanimous. Okay. Okay, our next agenda item is review and discussion of health and wellness, of the health and wellness project.
We've got Mason Bennett here from the Health and Wellness Committee that's going to talk to you guys about kind of partnering on an event.
I have some, Councilmember Van Langeville sent me a text of some things she couldn't make it, she wanted me to share, and also some things we've been discussing. So you guys haven't seen me for a while. Tuesday night's been kind of hard for me to make it to, but technically I'm the representative from the Health and Wellness to come say hi to y'all every once in a while, make sure we can connect on some things. So if you have anything you want the Health and Wellness Committee to know, feel free to let me know. I can pass that along. One of the things we did a while back, we partnered a bit ago on a trail series. We feel like there's, you know, some friendly overlap in that, where we want to get people healthy and exercising on the trails. You want to get people recreating on the trails, and so we would love a way to support that. So before we did a trail series, I think three trails. There was a we did the Tunnel Springs, and there was a Wild Rose cleanup a while back, and then there was another one down in Foxborough, and we wanted to do that again and partner with you all in doing something like that. Just getting people out, focusing some of the trails. So in the past we did, like, we focused on a month on a trail, getting people out and kind of logging their miles. We got people to sign up on a Strava app, and I'd like to pass off the ownership of that to you all. There's still like 20 people on it. I don't know if you all use Strava, but like, if it doesn't happen on Strava, it never happened. So a lot of people like to use that.
That's what my daughter says.
My dad would always just go home and go get his phone or his watch if he forgot. He's like, I'm not going on the trail unless it's getting recorded. So we wanted to find a way to maybe highlight a trail each month and have some fun swag we could get out. We were talking about it yesterday and not sure, you know, what the requirements would be. So like, for instance, we wanted to highlight maybe four trails, and each trail would have like a vinyls 2-inch sticker. And if someone, you know, spent enough time on the trail that month or enough miles, which is hard to do because, you know, you could ride a bike and do 50 miles on the trail that day, or you could, you know, walk the whole month and not get 50 miles. So we were talking about that a little bit yesterday, how we would do that. But, you know, if someone does that, then they could earn one of these stickers. And then after they get enough stickers, they get a little bike water bottle. Everybody loves swag, but just a way to help people get out there. Exercising and recreating on the trails. We came up with this idea too. This is, I have to make some changes to it, but getting some of the schools involved. And we've got some good connections with the schools and having the kids kind of design the stickers. So giving them like a sheet like this, kids can draw the pictures, and then we can all vet them and find the ones we like, and then those would be the designs we could give out, you know. Collect all four of them, put them on your water bottle, just a fun way to get people out there. Any questions or thoughts? I've been rambling a bit about it.
So you say four, so that would be like a May, June, July, August,
kind of, yeah.
Or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and we had thought, you know, Tuttle Springs, and we tried to pick trails that were close to, that correlated with some of the schools so the kids would feel more involved. So there was Tuttle Springs, there was Wild Rose, there was the Wetlands Trail.
So do we want them to
Legacy.
Be in the city or accessible from the city?
Yeah, because Tuttle Springs is in the city.
Not in North Salt Lake.
Yeah, that's a...
It's ours.
Yeah.
Functionally.
Yeah. The 100 yards that's in the city or so, we'll
just claim walk back and forth between the fences.
Yeah, the fence in the parking lot.
Exactly. There's at least a start. In
yeah.
North Salt Lake. Good enough.
There's something. I think we should claim it. There's the park at least, you know.
There's also the...
I just want to know, because the photo contest, a lot of them are at Tuttle Springs.
Yeah.
I think so.
So you said Tunnel Springs, Wild Rose,
Wild Rose, Wetlands. And then Legacy, yeah.
And Legacy.
So there's also the...
all that the sun shines upon is ours.
The landslide okay.
Geological survey.
Yeah, Spring Hill landslide also.
Yeah, I was
the
told
Spring Hill Geological
we weren't
Park.
Supposed to advertise that as a trail. I was told it's advertised as like a survey, and I don't know.
It's hiking.
It's a trail.
It's
you
a
can,
trail, yeah.
You can
but
advertise
I well, I know it's a trail, yeah, but then I didn't know if... I've hiked it before, and I don't know if it's like a place where many bikers go. And
no. Bikers
no,
aren't allowed.
That's one of the things.
Yeah, yeah, bikers aren't allowed.
Yeah.
It's hikers.
I think that's what we
so it would exclude the bikers for that month if we did that one.
Okay.
Unless we wanted to build some bike trails in that area.
It's a topic of discussion. A
couple ramps.
There's the Jordan River Trail, too. It's only a mile-ish, 2 mile section, but.
Same with Legacy, though, the part that's in the city,
mm-hmm.
right? It's only
yeah.
like a mile or so.
But there's Jordan River Trail as well.
Yeah.
So did you say that we had done this in the past and just it's kind of slowed down?
I don't know if it was like a year ago or 2 years ago, but yeah, we had done like, we had a focus on...
So the Health and Wellness Committee
yeah.
established these and then let us know. And then
we did it?
Them.
Okay.
Right?
This was
yeah.
like at least 2 years
ago.
It wasn't
last
year.
Events.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, people are showing that, like, we had the kite festival, and then people were like, where's the hike? And
yeah.
Like, not sure what you're talking about. You know, and it was, so we had conflicting events, and so it's good to coordinate just so that we don't have conflicting events and we can support it. Because I think it's a good idea. You know, like, I would say it might be wise during the summer, have a Tuesday night that's hike with the Trails Committee. So, I mean, I think that would be wise, and so that it would give citizens, and there couldn't be all of us that show up, it's just two of us at a time, or else it would be a public meeting, but it would be...
Not if it's an
maybe
event.
Not just
no, because we do our
okay.
maintenance events and stuff, and
yeah.
it's not a public
okay.
meeting.
As long as
we're not discussing committee business.
Complying. But I think it would be time that for those citizens that show up, time for us to get input and for us to
okay.
say, hey, this is what's going on. But having a Tuesday night hike or a Wednesday with, you know,
okay.
make it sort
okay.
of fun, right?
Yeah,
Tuesday
but
trail day.
It's
well,
a good, oh, sorry. That was some feedback we got before, you know, was people like, well, wasn't there like a, why didn't we have like a dedicated, this is what, you know, like trail tour or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
go.
I would
that.
Love to go hiking with other people, and I'd be willing to do a couple of them at least. As,
yeah.
I mean, I get busy starting about April 1st and through October, but
we should have one on the west side and one And these can overlap. One of them should be hard surface.
Hard surface, oh yeah.
Like
Legacy Trail, Jordan River.
I think the Legacy, the offshoot, I would love to know if it's used by more than 10 people a week.
What offshoot are you talking about?
The one
you mean Jordan
goes,
River?
Yeah, the
Jordan
River
that goes to the Porter's Landing.
Yeah.
Actually, every time I'm out there, I see someone on it. Every single time.
Which one is that?
There's the boat takeout on Jordan River, Porter's Landing,
yeah.
And there's like a 1 mile section that goes off to that, and then it stops at Center Street. Literally every time I'm out there, I see a biker.
Center Street to the main Legacy Trail is a mile?
Jordan River Trail.
That's what I'm saying.
It's about a mile.
It follows the river,
right.
And then this one goes south as well.
To where it connects at
right.
Past 215.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
a mile
from the connection point, right?
It's a mile from the connection to the Jordan River Trail, yeah. So you go under the overpass at 215.
Are you a mile from Center Street or a mile from the junction?
It's a mile from the junction to Center Street.
It's a long ways. We'll go with that.
To Porter's Landing.
Ish, yeah. Center Street, Porter's Landing. They're within a
back and
forth.
I've never been on that trail.
So it's fun. We had talked last time about sort of a hike with the mayor that we wanted to do this summer. When are you kind of handing off the planning of this to us and just coordinating with your committee, or do you guys want to do it together, or do you want to do it the way you did 2 years ago where, no, okay.
No.
Are you guys providing the budget for the stickers?
Let's
answer the first question, then we'll go to the next question.
That's a good question because we're trying to get rid of as many, the Health and Wellness Committee is trying not to do as many events. We've got like one big one that we're still keeping on, but then, you know, kind of handing off some of these others. So we'd like to kind of, if you guys want to take it on, hand it off to you and then support. So I guess a little bit of a mix of the first two ideas, you know, mostly handing off to have you support and be part of it, because it's part of some of what our goals are as well. But it is a trail thing, and so we thought, you know, this shouldn't be what we're doing, so we'd come to you guys and see, you know, what your interest is in doing it instead. The other question is with the stickers. We do have the stickers and bottles in our budget request for this year.
And they're not, they wouldn't be that much either. So.
We only are, I don't know, I was thinking small, so I was thinking like 100 stickers per trail and like 100, like we'll see. I'd rather leave people wanting more rather than having like hundreds of stickers left over, you know, something like that.
So. Well, yeah, if you do them small, you can do like helmet stickers for bikers or water bottles, so that'd be really fun.
So we have like trail cleanup. We have like a trail cleanup series. So we have like 3 or 4 trail cleanup events, and then we have National Trails Day and 9/11 Day of Service and Purge the Spurge. We have all those events. It would be cool if we could do like either a before or after of the trail. So like we do a before, you enjoy the trail, but you notice all the overgrowth and stuff, and so then you come back in a couple weeks when we go to clean up that trail, or you come hike it after you've cleaned up the trail and you enjoy you know, the fruits of your labor. So it would be good if we could try to like schedule them near each other if we were going to be maintaining and hiking on the same trails.
Okay, when would since you're kind of handing this off, I guess we don't need to like hurry and plan this and get back to you, but I guess we still need to coordinate.
Yeah.
So when do we need to coordinate by? I guess when are you expecting to kind of start advertising some of this stuff on your side?
So I think it'll be too late to like jump in really big on like the Walk 250 for America 250 kind of thing that they're doing. But, you know, starting in the summertime, we don't get too far along. We're going to try and coordinate which schools. Because each school, we're only giving like one trail instead of like all the trails for them to do. And so next month in our committee, we're going to kind of finalize that and then reach out to the schools and then tell them, I think by May 15th, that we're going to pick up all their drawings and then order the swag. We can move quicker than that if you guys want to start as early as May. We're thinking like midsummer.
Okay.
We'd have all the, you know, materials and swag ready to go.
When is the big America 250?
Walk. So America 250 has a Walk 250 thing going on right now, but it's
the whole year, right?
It's over on the 4th of July.
Oh,
that's when that big celebration is.
Okay. It's a lot of walking.
Yeah, you could ride a bike too. Yeah.
That's definitely.
Or swim if you're that ambitious. Yeah.
So we have National Trails Day in June.
Okay.
I think it would be a good time to launch it for
that's a great
National
idea.
Trails Day.
Okay.
So the first part of, like the first Saturday in June, I think, 7th or something like that.
That's a great idea. And then we also do have, we like made a Strava for the city that, or like for this before the people from the city joined. And I would love to, like I said, pass it off to you guys, ownership of that. and before we had like QR codes and people were able to get on and sign up, and it was kind of fun to see who was on the trail that month and what they were doing and compare. Kind of bring some community to it as well.
Yeah, maybe we can use the contact info.
Yeah.
Let's double that.
Two of them are in this room.
Am I in there?
Yeah, you're in there.
What were we saying to?
Oh, that we can use the contact information from that and
true. Yeah.
Use it for various purposes.
Yeah, I mean, we probably want to, we may just want to rename it, just a generic rather than just the trail series. But,
yeah.
You know, and we need to update the logo.
Do you want to coordinate with me on,
yeah, that'd be
on
great.
Moving the email address over?
Perfect,
or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I want to make sure like we're not just like saying like, hey, do this good idea. Like we're happy to help. Like, we are saying, hey, do this good idea, but we are just like walking away now. So let us know how
we can help
as well.
We talked high level about doing something like this, maybe not as many, but doing you know, some hikes with residents or just whoever wants to come. So I think this is kind of a good push in that direction.
Cool.
What's fun is it shows that I live in Bountiful, Utah. Just saying.
That's your address, right? Your address is Bountiful.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest benefits is maybe on the publicity side.
Yeah.
You know, to increase, we usually get a few, you know, we feel like there's a lot of opportunity to get more people at our cleanups and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, really all of the events that this committee does, everything this committee does is involved with health and wellness as well, you know.
Yeah.
So whatever we can do to like cross support would be good. Are there any events or anything that the Trails Committee could support you guys on?
I have one thing. So we're one of our things we're doing this year is to help increase community. We're kind of kicking off these like sponsored block parties people could put together. They can apply and they get like $100 gift card to Lee's, and then they that could help kickstart food, and then they bring neighbors for it. And for part of that, we have, you know, a packet we want to put together. Since it's being, you know, sponsored by the city, we want them to have some information about the city. Some people don't want people from the city to come, and some do. But we want there to at least be some information that they would lay out on a table, just have some things. And so if there's any kind of information you guys would want to have at one of those, you know, we just give a packet, like here's something from Health and Wellness, Trails, you know, everything, and then a table where it's set out. So that doesn't kick off till July, so you got time to come up with what you might want to share. You know, if you got events coming up,
mm-hmm.
pertinent information, volunteer, you know, opportunities for trail cleanups, things like that. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a cool idea.
They don't want people from the city?
Some people don't.
We want your money, but you're not welcome.
We've talked to some other cities about that, like Tooele. They got like told no, they didn't want city officials, but like South Salt Lake, like the mayor goes, and like the police go, and like have a positive experience with the citizens and stuff. But yeah, some people just
that's funny.
Yeah. So we don't know what the vibe's gonna be here when it starts, what people are gonna choose to do.
Okay. Anything else to cover?
Keep us updated on the school sticker
mm-hmm.
thing.
Okay.
And then I guess what you're wanting this committee to do is to decide the four locations and the dates, or are you doing that collaboratively?
The dates for sure, like when that works for you all. And then I guess if what trails would you all like to do? Because we had said, you know, Tunnel Springs, because if we're going to start reaching out to schools next month, we'll be meeting the day before you guys like we always do. And so I don't want to take too much of your guys' time with all this, but we were thinking Legacy, the Wetlands Trail, Tunnel Springs, and I had a fourth one.
Wild Rose,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Were there any you would want to switch out from those or add or take away?
With the school, I know at my kid's school they're a little bit farther away, but they'll do like an event during the day where they go and walk somewhere and come back.
Oh.
And that would be really cool. That school right there, I don't know which one it is.
Orchard.
They're pretty close to the geologic park, so.
I can imagine the stickers for that, just like landslides, rock slides, houses collapsing in. That'd be, you know, maybe not what we're looking for, but might be what we get.
I think it would be nice to have
could be
a
memorable.
Geologic
park. I agree. Yeah. I didn't know that. I was on this committee for who knows how long before I even learned that existed.
Like last year
for Purchase Spurge is when I learned about that trail. Yeah. So, and I've been trying to get my wife out to it ever since then.
Which one would you want to remove then?
Tunnel Springs.
Yeah.
Tunnel Springs.
Okay. But if they would ever do something during the day,
yeah,
it's like
a
walk and back, that would be pretty cool.
Need to take that for a vote? I didn't want to talk to everyone.
It doesn't matter.
I see where you come from.
I say Tunnel Springs.
Until Salt Lake hands us control of Tunnel Springs.
I think whatever's closest to the school so that the kids get used to is like, hey, this is not far
from
where.
Nearby.
Yeah,
I think that makes sense, too.
And we need a little bit more representation in this, like, midtown
yeah.
area.
Oh, yeah.
So you could
yeah.
either do the Parkway Trail on Highway 89 or you could do Spring Hill.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you want to coordinate with Ken, though, because we mentioned that one yesterday, and Ken linked to me. He's like, we can't say that one's a trail or something like that. I don't know. He was saying something like that. So like, oh, maybe not.
Yeah.
So
I know that we can't build anything like structurally.
To it? Okay.
Because you have to run faster than 1 inch a year.
Cool.
Okay.
But yeah, that works.
Well, thanks for coming, and you're
yeah.
welcome to stay if you want to hang out for another.
That's okay. Had mine yesterday, so have fun,
okay.
guys.
Thanks,
Macy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thanks for your time.
Okay, on to the next agenda item, staff updates.
Okay. Sorry. I just got like 3 action items out of that. Okay, Trails Master Plan is off and running. It's very exciting, and it's a lot of work so far. Did you raise your hand?
It's running.
Oh, okay. So there's a few things that I need to report back to them about that I wanted your input on. We need to decide on the community engagement plan. So I know we had talked before about whether we wanted them to be here in April to launch it, if we wanted them tabling the event to launch it in April, or if we wanted them tabling the event in June to kind of present the findings. They were wanting to come in April because they also want to like go out on the site. Their whole team isn't here locally, so they wanted to kind of pair those together. So they give us this proposal here. We can choose option A or option B. And option A would be that they come at the beginning. So they would pair it up with Arbor Day, the Arbor Day planting, rather than Purchase Birch, because that's a little bit too early for their timing. And so they'd table that event. We can always table Purchase Birch, like, and they'll provide us the stuff.
Boards.
What's that?
As long as we have the boards.
Yeah, they'll provide us with stuff, but the official one that they would come to would be Arbor Day. And so then they would attend and facilitate the stakeholder meeting during their site visit in person in April. And then North Salt Lake would lead the one on National Trails Day, but they would provide the boards. And the other option is just flip-flopped. So
they would provide the boards, but we would do the Arbor Day event. They would do a hybrid format for the stakeholder meeting, and then they would lead the last engagement event. And so I just need a decision from this committee as to what they want to do.
They had a preference?
They prefer to do the first one. Option A is their preference, because they want to be able to come out and survey on site and stuff.
Touch and feel before they design.
They also gave me some more details, because we had talked, I had met with them, and then we had our first steering committee kickoff meeting, and we talked about some type of a trickling community engagement process, so that we would have community engagement going throughout this whole process, like some type of a survey or project website. And so they said they would create a project website, an online survey, and they would open the survey for like 2 or 3 weeks at a time. So they'd open it, we'd advertise it out, and so we would share the survey link at Purge the Spurge, and then at Arbor Day, it would be on the project website. We'd do it through all of our city channels, and then we'd share it like at the Kite Festival and at our Trails Cleanup Day in May. And then, then the survey would be down, and then we'd just share the project website and information at Trails Cleanup and Kite Festival in May. And then they'd open another survey to understand the preferred recommendations for 2 weeks in June. And so that's kind of their proposal for this like trickling engagement process, which I like this better than doing like an open house, which is what
trickling?
They had initially. Yeah, trickling, meaning that like we are opening up different surveys at different times throughout the process rather than having like an open house. Because they had initially said an open house, and I was like, no one will come.
Yeah,
I would
come. You would come, yes. Nobody else would come.
And my wife.
So I just need some input from you guys as to whether you prefer option A or B.
If option B, would they still be doing their field review?
It would be more of like a hybrid format though. So they have the UCC, the Utah Conservation Corps, that is doing like most of the on the ground work, but they only have like two of their employees that are here locally, and so not all of their
SE group or conservation corps.
SE group.
Okay.
So not all of the people on our team wouldn't be all hands on deck.
Yeah.
So they really prefer option A, and I don't as staff I don't see any reason why option A wouldn't work.
Yeah. I think it's an easy choice. Option A, they're here earlier. We can learn from them. They'll be the ones to first gather input from the community to sell the idea. We would be there so we can do it later on. If we're the ones tasked with doing that first, as with, I think option B suggesting,
yeah,
we wouldn't be well trained on that.
Yeah,
so they're more actively engaged earlier on with option A. If that's the one they prefer, I'd vote for it.
Yeah, aye, it's good.
Do you want to do an official vote?
Or
it's probably
that?
Fine if you don't.
It's unanimous, probably.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
I think it's
does everybody say it?
Because I think B, just as counterpoint, B was there just because we thought, and I think we proposed it first, that, hey, you're coming with the last to present, because there was some finality to it's their presentation, their thing at the end.
Their package.
And
to
their
propose,
package,
yeah.
And their deliverable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's why that was there. But I completely agree with the group that option A, from a success and positive outcomes, I think A is an easy choice.
Great. The second item is they've been having me just nail down the project study area. This dashed line is what we've kind of landed on, and I just wanted to run it past you guys real quick before we, what do you want?
Zoom.
You want me to zoom?
So it's
I can't
inside
see.
The black.
Oh, you
inside
can.
The dashed line.
I probably can.
No, it's
okay.
I'll just come closer to see the dash.
Now I've messed
it's okay.
It.
Sorry, what was that, Brent? Did you ask a question, Brent?
I saw the legend now.
Dash line is the study area, the proposed project area.
So it does go into.
So it goes into Salt Lake.
Salt Lake County.
Yes, yeah, because that's, we wanted to study all, this is all Forest Service, the green background is Forest Service property. And so that's what we wanted to do, is formalize a lot of those trails up on the Forest Service property and leading up to these other trails. So it's not that we're going to be impacting this trail system, that's Salt Lake City to figure out. But if there's user trails or connections that we need to make down to these systems, that should be on our plan. And obviously we'll coordinate with Salt Lake City and Bountiful City to the north as well. But mostly I was leaning on your guys' expertise in this area. Like, is this going up far enough to catch reasonably the trails that we would be willing to then maintain later,
right?
That's
the benchmark, right?
Yeah, that yellow.
The yellow on the right, far right, that's the benchmark.
Yeah, that's the ridge.
Right here? Is this what you're talking about, or are you talking about
that whole segment?
I don't know. That's you guys.
So it goes along the ridge line of, so you're looking south into City Creek.
Yeah, that's way up there.
And,
Yeah.
But it's not that far of a hike from Wild Rose.
No.
I mean, you get there in
pretty quick.
For sure less than an hour, if not 30 minutes.
Well, and this
season,
I believe,
two, since I've done that.
This line, this like brownish red line, is the city boundary.
Yeah.
And where
the
is
blue
that?
Is the BST.
So like this is Woodbriar.
Yeah.
There's Brent's house. This is
which
Woodbriar.
Is not a trailhead.
This
not
is
yet.
Tunnel Springs.
No, won't be.
This is Wild Rose.
I think a little bit of
spot
going on.
Does this look good to everybody?
Yeah,
what's the scope of this project? Because we're calling it, we're giving the name of our city, calling it a master plan, and that only covers 20% of our city's area.
Mm-hmm.
Completely forgets the west
side.
Well,
it's soft surface. It's not
only
paved,
unpaved
it's
trails.
Unpaved trails.
So mountain trails
yeah,
only.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
we
hillside.
Have a,
okay.
We have the we have the active transportation plan that's already been adopted, and that includes all the bike lanes and paved trails and things like that. And maybe that's due for an update, but this one's just hillside trails.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Soft.
Okay, so you guys are good with this?
That's way bigger than I thought we would do.
Go back to that really quick. I'm just trying to.
Yeah, that active transportation one was 2020.
Okay,
yeah.
So I think.
Yeah, I want to share it with us a year ago. When
yeah.
When we
does this look
that
like that's where Lost Labs are? Down there? Here? I'm trying to see.
Are you talking about that user-made downhill one that's.
No, it's not. No, that's it's not user-made.
What's that big one over?
Lost Labs is established.
Yeah, it's.
It's actually recognized by the National Forest Service.
Oh, really?
Trail.
That huge downhill one?
It's our best downhill in the area.
With the
sure.
boards? Yeah.
Yeah, this
yeah, that's all. There may be some portions that are user maintained, but.
Is it within the area?
I think it's just outside. I think it's just south of that lower.
So is it, if it's in the gray area rather than the green background, that's going to be Salt Lake City.
Oh, it's for sure Salt Lake City.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would probably just leave it to them, and then you could comment on their trail plan. That's where I would lean. Trying to stay out of Salt Lake City as much as we can. But like, it makes sense for us to have our hands in some of this stuff.
Is this Tower Road here?
My experience too with study areas is it's a place to just start your focus, and if something needs to be looked at that is a little bit beyond the study area, you can do that.
Yeah.
You can expand it.
This is for them to do their desktop review. So it's not like we'll never be able to stray from this. This
is
just like, okay, as we're like looking at this on the computer, like. This is the area we're looking at.
And also the field folks to be assessing the conditions of these trails, right?
I think first they're going to do the field review and see if it needs to change at all for the people who are assessing it on the ground. So this is just for the field review.
Some of those in Yellow are in Salt Lake are just roads, are former roads, like power line roads.
Is that Tunnel Springs?
Uh-huh.
And that crosses
and so,
the gate into
yeah, so that's the soft surface.
The gate is
the
right
blue.
On the county line.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, in theory, does this seem like a good boundary? This, I don't know if you guys heard, we were talking when you were up there, that this is for their desktop review, not necessarily for, like, the field review. So it can be adjusted, but this is just for them to have a starting point of, like, this is what we're going to start looking at. Mm-hmm. Does that look okay to everybody, or are there any adjustments?
Yeah, I think it's way bigger than I thought.
Yeah, so how does that work with being in Salt Lake City boundary for that lower half?
Well, for the ones where there's green trails already on there, like, we're just going to coordinate.
Okay, so not making
but we're making sure that we're making connections to their trails, right?
Okay.
That doesn't
so
mean,
the green
excuse me, that doesn't mean
have.
They're going to, that's what they are seeing, you know.
That's what they already have established.
That's
not
user.
Not
they
groups.
Might be user, they might be
right.
sanctioned.
Right.
But
it's not their proposed plant because
there's like a new
I
one
believe
green.
They had proposals.
No, it's not their proposed plant because it doesn't show
the
BST.
The blue line that goes all the way to the tower road.
So we would coordinate with Salt Lake City, but in some cases, I'd argue further to the east, we might actually be, you know, building or closing off trails that are on Salt Lake City property if we find that it's in the best interest of North Salt Lake residents. And it's not part of their trails plan, we might want to just do it ourselves.
Does Salt Lake City have a trails plan that encompasses that area?
Yes.
They have their own trails crews.
They have
a
whole process.
No, but do they have a master plan that
covers that area?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, and they have a whole process for developing sections of it. And so they have a foothills trail plan, which I have the, like,
and then they have zones, right?
GIS
for
files
zones
for.
Or
then they have different sections or zones or whatever it is that they focus on one at a time and do the actual design and the public engagement and all the permitting and whatever they have to do.
And this is amongst the last zone that they were
planning. I bet, because it's so far away from.
Yeah. Like
is,
for
the
reasons,
yeah. Is this the
geologic?
Yeah, that's the
geologic. Geologic.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Spring Hill Geologic Park.
Spring Hill.
Spring Hill.
Like Spring Hill Suites.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we could put some bike trails in there.
There's other unauthorized trails.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot here.
Well, that's what they'll review.
What?
So we're good with this project
that's
area.
That's why we're building a trailhead there.
Okay, let's move on.
I'll be you pointing that out because they're close to your house.
Yeah.
Okay, we
you
can't
can
take this
it.
Long
you
for
can't.
Every item, guys.
Build a parking lot.
Okay, I need you guys to send me your trail photos. I requested this a few months ago. They really need trail photos to put into this plan. So whatever photos you have for the hillside trails in North Salt Lake, just put them into the SharePoint folder. I'll create a folder for the trails master plan if we don't already have it. And just dump all your photos in there, please.
Photos of what, precisely?
Dirt. Trail photos.
Do we need to pinpoint the location the photos were taken?
I would just name, if you can, like, name the files, that would probably be good, of where you are. Because I don't know that SharePoint will keep a geo tag.
It won't, or yeah, I don't know if it keeps the metadata or not.
It probably doesn't keep the geo tag.
Heckler.
Okay, and then the next thing is that the steering committee has met. We came up with 3 to 5 goals for the trails master plan. It was supposed to be for the trails system. So we need to adjust those. Because I wasn't in the meeting because I was stuck at the counter. I couldn't tell you guys what we actually needed to do. So they're like, you're close, but not quite there. So we need to adjust that.
So I'll set up a time for us to talk again. But then there were some more questions that I wanted to open up to the whole committee, is like what trails or areas should be prioritized as they're looking at this plan. I was thinking like the unsanctioned trails on the Forest Service property, Woodbriar area, Wild Rose, like what can we change about Wild Rose? Mm-hmm. But I didn't know if there was anything else that was like a real priority for you guys.
The segment between Wild Rose and BST.
Yeah. Oh, I'll give you an update on that.
Yeah.
Hey, Ali, I'm sorry for the really stupid question, but the steering committee is not this committee.
No.
It's so
it's a steering team or something. We can call it the steering team,
that's what
less confusing.
I thought. So that the steering committee will weigh in on this, but you're just looking for any like second opinion from
this.
I'm looking for group think, group think of like what trails or areas are important to you guys.
So we started a rough draft of this, and we said Wild Rose and the BST connector, and one other one.
I think we have the most potential in the Wild Rose and Woodbriar sections. I mean, that's right.
I think connecting Tunnel Springs to Wild Rose.
I agree with that too.
You know, you open up a whole bunch of parking lots for you guys who want parking lots.
Stop it.
I just take my e-bike to the top. It's all the hikers.
No, I take my car up.
I just kidding.
I get my e-bike out off the car.
And then if there's new territory, you know, that can be expanded, you know, that's a pretty big area. You know, are there good trail connectors?
So if we were to look at the city, there's a lot of untapped potential on the HOA land with
like Wild Rose Mid-Mountain,
the Mid-Mountain Wild Rose, the Geologic Park. I think we have a real opportunity because there is a movement that hiking only, which I love and support, and I think the Geologic Park is a high potential for that. It's a beautiful area. It's sort of on the small side to put a bunch of bike trails, right, Kyle? I mean, you'd be down the hill in like a minute.
Oh, for sure.
So, like, but I think that there's real potential there, so.
Okay.
But
So
my priorities would be a little different. I wouldn't include Woodbriar, but Woodbriar, I feel like, is part of the Wild Rose. It just is a different access to the Wild Rose.
I think one of the big priority items that we had when we were, like, even putting out the request for proposals for this project were the unsanctioned trails on Forest Service land, and that's the Woodbriar section that I'm referring to.
Yeah.
So that would be realigning, formalizing, and then having maintenance plans for those trails. So that's what I think when I think of Woodbriar is that, the Forest Service property.
Yeah. And for me, it's so close to Wild Rose, I just clump all of those in together.
Okay, so maybe...
But I would agree, if I were to prioritize, Wild Rose is an existing system. There are some issues with it that we know need to be fixed, but yeah, we have the larger potential and the larger outcome potential with the Woodbriar area.
Or the Forest Service property,
yeah.
So I'm hearing the Wild Rose system, including lower, mid, and upper Wild Rose system. The Woodbriar or Forest Service unsanctioned trails, connecting Wild Rose to Tunnel Springs, and then connecting Spring Hill to the lower Wild Rose somehow, or like these mid-mountain trails, right?
Yeah. I mean, ideally we have a way to, from the active transportation plan, to really connect, because again, if we're talking, you know, as we put bike racks at these major parks, you're going to have e-bikers go hiking. You're going to have e-bikes go mountain biking. That's going to change a few things.
And who from this committee is on the steering committee again?
Peter and Ryan, and then staff.
And when you're asking for goals for the trail system, is that what you're looking for, or you?
The steering committee is working on that. I was just letting you guys know that we were, unless you have like a
burning passionate goal idea that you need to tell us?
Well maintained, connected.
Yep.
I think the goals are pretty good, and they're pretty broad, too.
And we can just tweak them, too, to be a little, the language a little bit different. And then what are the problem areas that we should focus on, too?
I hear Baby Skull Hill is an issue.
You see, like, where's that?
That's the Wild Rose to BSD connection.
Oh, that one, okay.
I should have a project of painting all those rocks like skulls.
I want the, so I want the logo for that one.
Baby skull logo.
Okay, so did you guys hear that I'm asking you where are the problem areas? We already know about the Wild Rose to BSD connection.
And then it's connectors.
Beating a dead horse.
Most of the connectors to the BST are problematic from Wild Rose. They're all kind of straight up and steep, and you're getting a lot of erosion. You know, you need to kind of get those connectors on the right grade and slope and close down the Wildcat connectors to the BST.
Well, yeah, because there's really only two. It's Woodbriar or the
Baby
bench,
Skull.
The Baby Skull.
Yeah. Well, people are making them from Tunnel Springs, too.
Yeah, from Tunnel Springs. They're also, if you cut up from the back of Wild Rose, kind of straight up the mountain, they're getting up that
exactly.
way.
Exactly. They're all, yeah, there's several kind of Wildcat connectors now, from Wild Rose into the BST, and none of them are great trails.
No, they're just straight up the mountain.
Yeah, so I think all of those are, you know, define the the signature connectors there, and emphasize those.
So all the Bonneville Trail and Trail connections. I've also heard user conflicts on Wild Rose. And we talked about like realigning that one straightaway at the very beginning, and maybe pulling the bikes off to the side. So I'll put user conflicts at Wild Rose.
On the erosion issue on that trail.
User conflicts, maintenance, erosion. And then we know, that's the upper Wild Rose. And then we know there's issues with this, the way it connects down here at the apartments
on the
lower Wild Rose.
Yeah, apartment. Area access, I'm updating that document online. If
she called that trail Pondstone and have a skimming.
Let's have the kids design the stickers. This group is not providing helpful suggestions for that.
The creature from the Black Lagoon.
So the question was, what are the problem areas / watchouts? And so one of the watchouts I put was just on this, the one that's on the SharePoint, the Spring Hill Geologic Park, that it's, there are some restrictions there.
What is a watchout?
Be aware of. I just say,
did we talk about that? Part of Wild Rose where there's like four different trails that converge and you got the downhill and
the user conflicts at Wild Rose and then maintenance erosion.
So we have issues and risks.
Alignment.
Yeah.
And I think the problem areas are gonna just connectors to the BST.
More trails from the road up to the ridge.
Not supposed to be there.
People are bushwhacking that.
Okay, are there any other things you want them to look at specifically? No? And then as far as stakeholders, like I think we can handle that, but if there's somebody that we're not thinking of that you think we should include as we're formulating this plan, so we're gonna have Salt Lake City involved, we're gonna have the Forest Service, we've already got the Forest Service involved, of course, all the city staff and committees, and then we'll coordinate with Bountiful City, but I don't know that they need to be like a stakeholder.
Salt Lake is more.
Salt Lake's definitely
Salt
a stakeholder.
Lake's more connections than Bountiful. Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing anything but PST connecting to Bountiful. Need to get out there and know.
Maybe the 20 people on the Strava that Austin talked about.
We can post something.
I mean, we'll engage those in the community engagement part, right?
Yeah.
But as far as stakeholders, these are people who have skin in the game.
Yeah, I got you.
So Forest Service, Salt Lake City, North Salt Lake City.
And Davis County.
Davis County, yeah.
And they have good funding sources.
And we want them to maintain some of these.
I'd put city council, because I'd hate to get all the way to the end and have them blindsided with some things, but.
Always a good idea.
Hidden Lake, it's that one.
Okay.
Kind of built it connecting to the BST.
Okay, I'm gonna move on from the Trails Master Plan, if you guys are good with that.
Yeah.
The next updates, you're gonna wanna hear Peter and Kyle. So the Wild Rose to BST connector is that we're making some progress, finally. So I'm applying for a grant for this one. Peter and Ryan know because they've written letters of support. Peter wrote a letter of support from the Woods Cross mountain bike team, and Ryan from this committee, that a letter of support for the grant.
Did you get any from Bountiful or Viewmont?
Bountiful sent me an email and Viewmont sent me an actual letter, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So I am submitting a grant for the construction and the like engineered design of the trail. And I've been coordinating with the Forest Service, and they say that we don't have to, we won't be piggybacking on the Davis County decision, that we can do it with only a botany and archaeological review, field review. And then we don't have to do the full NEPA, we don't have to be under the time restriction of Davis County, which is awesome. And she, so I talked to her just today, I talked to Zinnia just today, and she's like, yeah, I think we can get this, like, you guys could be, like, permitted within a matter of months, but she didn't want us to be restricting it to this year in case something came up. And I was like, yeah, we can do 2027 if we have to, but our goal is to, like, construct this, yeah, like, early fall, late summer is the goal. To construct this, so it sounds like it's a go.
No, it's awesome. The bad news is a botany review is $100,000.
Yes, they have their own team. Oh. Yeah, so they have their own team that'll go out and do it. Yeah,
I can go look at the plans for a lot less than that.
Do we know how much a botany review and a what was the other one?
We don't pay.
Oh, we don't pay.
No, the Forest Service just goes out and does it. When we were proposing that like Band-Aid zigzaggy trail, they went out and did it. And they were like, it's done. And I was like, oh.
So they can do it fast.
We were just seeing what you thought about it. Yeah. So depending on staffing levels and stuff, they could do it pretty quickly.
That's a huge win.
Let's do it pretty quickly then.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. So if we were to get the funds, we would be awarded funds in May. But I think we don't have it in the budget until July 1, right?
Well, we rolled some over. Didn't you say we rolled some over from last year?
Well, there was like an update to that.
I guess it was for the study, but it was categorized in a GL account that looked like it was for trail building. So we got that clarified. So we don't have the money.
Oh.
So we don't have the money until July 1.
Until July.
But like, we're not going to be wanting to go out there and build in the heat anyway, probably. So. Anyway, that's moving right along.
Huge win.
Awesome. And then I'll, once we get this stuff worked out with the Forest Service, then we'll try to figure out some type of an agreement. Since we have the money, like even if we don't get the grant, we can still build it. We have the money to do that in the budget. So I'll work on getting an agreement with Davis County regarding the maintenance of the extension of the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. Hopefully they can.
That one up to the saddle thing, right? Salt
Lake. To build the Salt Lake section of the extension. So Davis, I'm hoping we could get Davis County to just continue to maintain that extra 1,300 feet or whatever it is of the Bonneville Shoreline Trail until Salt Lake City takes it over. So that will be the next thing that I work on with that, is getting those kind of maintenance agreements in place. And then on the South Davis Greenway feasibility study, if you guys go to the website, I don't know if you, I presented this last time, but if you go to this website, southdavisgreenway.org, they have a survey under the Engage With Us tab that I'd like for you guys to take this survey. It's super short. It's like three questions, I think.
maybe even two questions.
And share it with other people.
Yeah, so this South Avis Greenway thing, we have sidewalk decals that have a QR code out there on like the frontage road trail, and they may add some more along Orchard Drive. And there's a sign up at the community garden as well with a QR code that you can scan that takes you to that website. And we're gonna push it out on the city social media and stuff like that as well. And then we're giving an update to the city council about that project on April 7th.
Where is the survey on
that? Engage with us.
There will be controversy at some point on this project.
Yes,
for sure.
There will be.
I've already heard.
I'd love to get it out,
yeah.
Flesh it out now. which
just
is why we like sent. It's why we sent flyers out to all the people along the alignment, and I only got like.
Against it.
I only got like two or three people, and they were just they were happy about it.
Everything.
They were just like, what is this? And I was like, you're going to have a trail in front of your house.
And so
they were like, great.
It's kind of simple. I love hearing that. It's kind of simple. If we can establish that the community really wants this, it'll help us sort of carry the day, you know?
Yeah.
So no one was like, I'm losing my parking in front of the house?
Not yet.
No, not yet. Not until they actually lose their parking. But I was like, we're gonna be pulling the curbs in and narrowing the lanes, so we're not taking from like your yard, and they were happy to hear that.
Which you can't park in the bike lane anyway.
Correct. They're not losing parking that they don't even have.
Yeah.
But so they think they have it because we don't enforce it. So.
The objective of the
state law
council meeting on April 7th is that the council starts to understand points of potential, among other things, points of potential controversy, and they can just start to play it out in their head and start to weigh those issues with the benefit, and it's like an inoculation.
It's like a vaccination.
You know,
give
them
a small
you know
dose
I mean?
Of
yeah, just like a little dose of it, like this is gonna happen. Yeah, I mean, these issues will come up, like you should be aware of it. And they are real issues. Like, I'm not trying to gloss over that these are not real issues, because they are. But, you know, but sometimes when you do something big, there's things to work through.
So is the update going to be in a working session? Or right
yes,
there?
The work session.
So at 6 p.m. on April 7th?
Yes. Then you're welcome to come if you want to hear information about it.
Yeah, I think you do.
And then, there's the alignments. I think you guys have already seen this in the cross section of the trail. And then John had an update on the bike racks.
Yeah, we just take a look at kind of a bike rack standard that we'd be looking at for installing at the parks. These are like stainless steel inverted U style. I think our preference is to make sure, like, get the ones that are concreted in, and then basically have a parking pad for the bikes, so we don't have conflicts with like them in next to cars or walkways and things like that. So that's kind of like an example of what we'd want to put in for a bike rack.
I thought you guys didn't like these ones.
I thought it was a bad example.
Yeah,
bad?
We had these
no.
at Tunnel Springs, and you were like, we hate those ones.
No, those that particular style at Tunnel Springs we don't like. They're
it was that.
No, that's not what they are.
This
wasn't it?
This one's better than the one at Tunnel Springs.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
These are like almost 2-inch pipe.
It's like a single frame,
and
it makes it hard to stick the wheel of the bike on top of it.
Yeah, and they're flimsy.
Okay. Yeah.
So these are way more
but they look pretty similar, right?
Same stylish, but these are better.
Same style. Okay.
So
cool.
I was like, am I crazy?
Yeah, you're crazy.
No, we not.
But these are still better.
Yes.
And that seems to be quite inexpensive, right?
It's
like a simple standardized design. It's not made to order. You can buy that anywhere.
Yeah, you can buy these off the shelf. They're about $230 each. You'll probably have more cost if we have to build a concrete pad for the parking of the bikes. That'll be where more of the cost comes from. So, but I think they're fairly affordable.
Yeah, that's great. I think these are.
Yeah, I mean,
let's prioritize the list.
Do that. Then I watched a video the other day of somebody with a battery powered grinder that c- can cut through any lock in about 30 seconds, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
don't think most people carry those around.
I don't ever lock my bike to
anything. Yeah.
If I'm not riding it, it's
if we ever get to the point where we have like really high need in areas, we could do bike lockers. We could do something like that. Like if we have the bus rapid transit here on Highway 89, maybe we put a set of bike lockers here at City Hall or something as like a park and ride area for people.
At most of the parks, we have cameras that are very visible too, so we would probably prioritize to put the bike locking areas there, so they just to discourage anybody from messing with them.
So we have an action item then that we need, you mentioned this, that we need to prioritize the locations.
That was discussed last meeting. So
do we have a prioritized list?
As per my suggestions, and you guys were all okay with it.
Yeah, we just said that we were going to look at styles of racks that we want to put in. So.
Yeah, and so you have the slides that I presented here last time. In the slides, I prioritize a number of maybe four active transportation destinations, as I call it, including City Hall and some bigger parks that don't have that currently.
And this is kind of like the curbs we were talking about. You can knock one or two of these out a year and just kind of.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and I think from your list, we wanted to add Foxborough Wetlands, right?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, because that was just kind of refurbished, found a good spot. It's a huge, do we call that a park? Is that a park?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge park. I don't know where the best place for that would be, but we
probably
can
be a couple of them down there that we would need in the end. I mean,
yeah,
probably the first place you'd put it, maybe off of the Legacy Trail.
That's what I was thinking. So you get off your bike and walk around the boardwalks and stuff.
It's a good idea.
Nice.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah.
I think we had an action item to order hats for you guys. You didn't bring them though, right?
I did not bring them. The hats.
So we have hats
on my desk.
Well, what color are they?
You had
they're
a
gray
job, John.
He's like,
do you want me to run down and get them?
No, we can wait.
We'll just let you guys be surprised and excited.
All right.
It looks like Pedro's shirt, but a hat. And it's gray.
Okay. That's gray.
And it's not on Pedro.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look as good.
Not yet.
It will be on Pedro. We'll have him model it.
Mine won't be.
Okay. Next agenda item, if you have any.
So you know this, I've been out of the loop. I missed the last at least two, not because I was blowing off the meeting. I think I was out of town on both of them. And so apologies for that. I did have one item to share. It has been shared effectively by Allie. So I know that everybody's sad that I don't have anything to share. If you have questions though for me or feedback for me directing towards council, I will take it. And so I'll pause on that, and otherwise I don't have anything else on an update.
I think the only thing is just in your update to the council, just talk to them, I think two major things. One, that the general plan is underway, and I think you probably, we're gonna-
You mean the master plan?
Yeah,
the trails
master
plan.
And then I would even mention it just in-
Yeah.
Just maybe the BST and maybe the BST Wild Village Connector, the progress, that there's at least progress.
Well, so they passed a resolution on March 3rd approving funding and approving us to submit the grant. So maybe you say,
and then the grant.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you from the
pass on the
committee.
Thanks to the city council because they
then,
are aware.
And then possibly the third is, and they're going to hear it on April 7th, but there's one next week, just, hey, Greenway study, we're going to start getting some feedback.
Yeah. I think they know that, but I'll
reiterate
that.
Yeah, we did let them know before we put out those flyers to the neighbors. We were like, hey, City Council, this has gone out.
Yeah.
Just FYI, in case they don't follow the contact information that's listed and they call you,
And we
here's,
are thankful
so you're updated.
For their support. I think
totally.
You know, this last year that we've been a the year and a half that we've been here. Is or now it's been a year. It's been a full year since mm-hmm.
it, for March.
It was March.
It was our first
meeting. So we're really at our 1 year anniversary of having this committee formed, and the results, just council support and just the ability for us to really dig in. I just express thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So. And amen, right? I mean, this is a high-functioning committee. It is getting stuff done. It's got great staff support.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I noticed you didn't point at John and TJ.
So
I just wanted
I'm so
that.
Sorry.
No, I just wanted that on the record.
John did not bring the hat.
Sorry. If he had brought the hats, he would have pointed over there.
Maybe at that
going
point
to go
you
get
vote
them.
On
burning those hats.
Maybe you'll burn those hats. Maybe at the point of thank you, you put on your Trails hat and go,
I'm
all in.
Yeah,
and
right. That's
we
good.
Can give them each one and say, be all in with us.
Here's
yeah,
the
we're
thing.
Yeah. Well, you're the
I'm the one who designed
and
ordered the
hats.
He just
shirts.
Picked them up.
Just
pick
them up.
Get a rain
shower. here's one small additional thing, just being opportunistic, but with regard to the South Davis Greenway, I think one of the needs, stakeholders, is to visit with Davis County. And we don't need to drill down into that right now, but I think with North Salt Lake leading the Greenway, maybe it's a North Salt Lake consultant, if the consultant is willing, to sit down with
David Mitchell, I'd
Mitchell,
say.
Mitchell, and possibly, you know, even a commissioner. I'm not sure. So we don't need to talk about it in detail unless we need to talk about it in detail, but like just getting that on the radar.
I'll talk to our consultant.
Okay. All right, so that's it for me.
Thank you. Okay, next to Jen.
If you'd like said consultant on April 7th, I'm sure he'd be willing to attend.
Well, okay. Would consultant be willing to attend for free as a Trails Committee representative? Okay.
Yes. We can give you a hat.
Awesome. And apparently
as a
name tag too. I don't know where you got that.
That's
it was given to us.
Yeah.
We have
one.
Yeah, one.
It's in your bag, I'm sure. Yeah.
I've got one. I know exactly where it's at.
4 months ago, sorry.
Was it? Okay. I'll have to dig for it.
It was a while.
Yeah. Okay, next agenda item is committee member discussion items.
It's the wrong date.
So I think that there were a couple things that you guys had said you wanted to discuss last time on the...
Yes, I've got a list.
Yes.
So we had talked about the Adopt a Trail Trail Boss program. We talked about bike racks. We have two cleanup events that we need to kind of pick an area.
Well, I think we had said we were going to wait on those until we started to see what they looked like as the seasons...
Okay.
Proceeded. What I have for this meeting for committee member discussion was the Adopt a Trail thing. Peter was going to talk about it because we ran out of time last time, I think. The health and wellness hike with the Trails Committee event, which we already covered, and then a bike to work day on May 15th.
Yep.
That's what I had. So we usually are trying to keep it to two items. So Adopt a Trail, Peter, and then bike to work day is what I had.
You want to run with that?
Yeah, you certainly can. So, Tyler Fonero?
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Fonero.
From Salt Lake. He's, and I'm taking this to a few other places as well, not just this committee. But he was talking about a stewardship pilot, a stewardship program, to where the goals would be create a sustainable volunteering and stewardship program for maintenance and care of the trail systems. Two, create a sustainable volunteering, stewardship, and youth leadership program model to develop riders consistent giving back and developing skill sets. And then the third is is creating a partnership, and I'll just read it verbatim because this is a Salt Lake City draft, but creating a partnership between Salt Lake Trails and National Lands Divisions and the NICA mountain bike teams that will jointly create volunteer management calendars for all of the Salt Lake City trails. So the idea was, the raw idea was you take, for example, the mountain bike teams, there's one for every high school, and you give stewardship to a high school team to care for that trails. You've got West, East, Highland, you've got here in the area, you've got Woods Cross, you've got Salt Lake Composites actually close, they're actually in Salt Lake. And then you've got Bountiful, Beaumont that are very close. And so creating programs to where we hand over the stewardship to, well, not hand over, but provide them the tool sets so that, hey, this trail is sponsored by this thing. And we had discussed just briefly, we could open it up to other groups and make it more of an adopt a trail rather than assign this stewardship. And I still need to get back to Tyler, but his idea was more of a youth leadership opportunity to where we would have trail bosses from each of these high schools take charge and really drive events that we've been driving from the city. But that's sort of the raw idea from Salt Lake. I think we can take it to the next level and adopt a trail and have families. We could do the mountain bike teams, obviously, but the cross country teams can do it. We have hiking groups that are active in the area. So anyway, but that's what this is about. It's about caring for the trails and providing a sense of ownership with these groups. That's why for the high school mountain bike teams, they require a set number of service hours so that there's stewardship. Hey, if you break this trail, we want them to feel stewardship and ownership and to understand if they drag their wheels, that's not being a good steward, because you've got to repair the trail after riding on muddy trails. Mm-hmm. Nobody, if you've ever tried to fix a trail that was muddy, it's a losing proposition. So it's partly education, partly leadership, partly service. But I'd like us to look at an adopted trail program and leverage the Salt Lake documents that I have and really drive it and partner with Salt Lake City to do it. They've got a lot of a lot more people in their city. Their teams are just as big as ours. So
one thing I'd like to add to this, I think Ted had mentioned this a long time ago about just kind of broadening our engagement on this committee.
Right.
Is Centerville City just they find a trail boss is what they call it. That yeah. lives near the trail, and they're on the trail two or three yeah. times a week, just on their morning walk or whatever
yeah,
it is.
Exactly.
And they're not necessarily doing maintenance, but they're just making us aware of issues that are popping yeah. up that we may not see for months.
Well, and even in what they do, I think Draper does this. They'll actually give the ability to close off trails because of muddy.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
You know, just so that, hey. If you want to go around the chain and ride or walk or run, because all trail groups are guilty of it, but I hate going on a trail and halfway through I'm like, oh, it's just this section and I can just, you know, take care of it, but then it becomes
a
huge
section.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know that trail as well, right? And so so for me that would, I mean, best way to not have to maintain a trail is to prevent
destruction of it.
Destruction,
yeah.
And and there's nefarious destruction, and then there's just ignorance ignorance is probably best descriptive of it. But you know that would play into that as well. Is hey, these trails are really too muddy. You're sinking, you're making a mark. We want to close the trail, give them a day to dry out. So, but I would agree. I think the trail bus idea, and it's just part of that adopt a trail. Or mm-hmm.
I know a guy that lives like right by Woodbriar.
Sanctioned or unsanctioned trail,
doesn't matter. Lorax of Woodbriar.
You know what? Said person has already taken initiative to
he's close,
close
he's
the trail that he needed.
Yeah.
They just took all your stuff.
Yeah, they did.
So what, I think we're all supportive of this. How do we kind of take this to the next step of actually like having a implementation plan? Do we need like a subcommittee off the committee to kind of run with this, or what's the best way to do it?
I don't know.
No subcommittees.
No, not allowed?
No subcommittees.
Yeah. Not more than two people, so it doesn't have to be an open meeting.
I think it would be nice to just get some help on this. I'm going to be entering my busy season, so, but at the same time, this is one of the reasons why I wanted to be on this committee, is to make sure that we could maintain and not only build good trails, but maintain the good trails that we have. So I'd love someone to just help, and we'd probably meet with Tyler and just, okay, we're going to take this, but we're going to modify it for us because we've got these other needs, because we've got a lot of residential, whereas they've got some residential trailheads, but some are just way far away. Because technically, they have trails all the way to the gate at Tunnel Springs.
Yeah. I think the trails master plan is going to give us an outline of maintenance recommendations for different trail zones and sections. And also, we'll be adding trails. We'll have a phased approach on adding trails and improving trails. So that might give us like the inventory and the maintenance that needs to be performed on each of the sections, but maybe the framework of the program is what could be worked on in the interim until that trails master plan is in place. So the framework of how that would work, who, what groups we're targeting. I'm thinking like hillside trails, but also the paved trails, if we could have, and one group that we haven't targeted is like the seniors. And I see, like, the Parkway Trail, I see seniors out on the Parkway Trail every day walking.
And I've told you what they do in Switzerland, right? They actually pay the seniors to walk the trails, both paved and unpaved. They time themselves, and they give an estimate. And on all of their trail signs, it says so many kilometers and so many hours to do the trail.
Yeah. I love that.
We're good capitalists here, so we'll make them do it for free.
So in Farmington, they have like a seniors trail. They do like a hike or a walk like once a week or something. So we could get like the senior lunch bunch or get senior groups. I don't know if they're the same, one and the same, but even they could like pick up trash along the paved trails or something. And then we have some type of a program. So they're like adopting that section of trail.
I would say, and you know this, but just to say it out loud, but I think one thing that's important for us in this initial year of the committee is that everything that we do needs to be documented and a repeatable process so that when we're long gone, these things still work. So, and this is one of them that needs that.
Right. Yeah, it's a good framework from Salt Lake. It's just focused on one group.
So are you looking for another member of the committee to partner with you to meet with Tyler and get this all set up?
Yeah, I could do set that. Up or even just spur off of the Salt Lake guys.
Yeah. Looks like Kyle's saying he wants to help.
Okay. I'll be in touch then.
Cool. And if we find some good trail bosses, we can get them a hat and a t-shirt, maybe. Maybe.
A patch that you put onto the hat. Boss.
And a sticker for their
boss. Boss patch.
Uh-huh. Okay, since we're running out of time, do you need to take off?
I do.
Okay.
7:30 appointments.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Pedro.
Yes, we're definitely.
Thank you.
So we wanted to cover just one more committee item.
The bike to work
day. Yeah.
Bike to work day.
May 15th.
You guys, see you next time.
Thanks.
Pedro. Sorry to leave, yeah.
Do you know who was running with that, or we just needed to discuss it?
I don't even remember who mentioned it. Somebody meant, maybe it was Pedro.
Bike to Work Day?
But Bike to Work Day is on May 15th. Somebody mentioned it.
No, I think we had talked about, should we, it's a Friday.
We do something with that?
I'm working in American Fork now. That's quite the
You can bike to Front Runner. Yes.
There you go.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Actually, I do think one thought is that there's, you know, one team that goes into Salt Lake and one team that goes to the front runner stop. That'd be enough.
Yeah.
Just a thought. I don't know anything about this. I should just stop talking. I don't know, like, if there's legs behind this or whatever.
Or we start at the mayor's house. And
you know as much about it as we do, because it was literally just like, maybe we should do something for Bike to Work Day.
Well,
that's it. So now
this
is where we discuss it.
Do we want to do that as our health and wellness trail day for May? Just kind of promote that one?
Or do we have enough that we table it for this year? I mean,
I think we just want to publicize it. I don't know if we want to.
Yeah.
It could be as simple as the city's social media account says, did you know it's Bike to Work Day?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I will, as a city councilor, agree to leave at a set time, and we can promote it at meet at City Hall. And if you want to bike into Salt Lake,
and
we're all going together.
Donuts.
Bike with the council member.
Yeah.
Bike with Ted Day.
Yeah, and we'll try not to.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll try.
Let's just do it better.
Okay, I like that a lot, actually.
It can be that simple as long as you get the advertising out with that.
Yeah.
And I've got.
I'll coordinate with you on that.
Okay.
In 5 minutes. I've got another meeting in 5 minutes.
I should double check that I'm in town.
You're supposed to be doing the SharePoint training.
I know, I was like, can we?
We can table that again.
If we can
I am literally
table
out of the country
or
on that day. So
I
literally
can
do the training.
So we're going to do a different one.
Out of the country on that day.
So
where
we can't bike to work.
Anywhere interesting we can meet you?
In Japan.
Oh.
So.
I forget that.
So never mind. So should we table Bike to Work Day for next year event? And
I think we should still advertise it as
yeah,
Bike to Work.
Just do a social media post.
Maybe we
is it always on the 15th?
It's probably the second Friday of the
it's always
year.
Just like the second Friday.
It's probably with something like that. I don't know. We can also agree
next
around,
year.
But I think it is like I thought it was March.
Well, let's have a little bit of a vote. Do we want to table SharePoint site updates? We have three items left. We have discussing coordination of 2020-2026 events this summer, SharePoint training, or discussing future agendas. We probably need to do discussing future agendas.
The events is going to take 2 seconds.
We want to cover that. Should we table SharePoint till next time?
Since Peter has to leave and he's the one running the show.
Right. Okay.
All right, let's table that one till next time.
Do you need to do a motion in a second to table it?
Yes.
Sure. I motion that we table for the next meeting the training on the SharePoint site.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
And it's been seconded, a motion by Peter. Second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. We'll
aye.
Table that. Let's cover discussion and coordination of 2026 events.
Okay. So this one was a little bit dependent on what you guys decided about the Trails Master Plan community engagement. So I think for Purges Burge, we have April 11th, 10 a.m. And TJ, you've decided on Spring Hill Geologic Park.
Yes,
is that true? I heard that from Linda today.
Yeah, we didn't find like any Spurge up in the Wild Rose.
No Spurge at Wild Rose. So,
oh, great. So.
Okay.
So we'll do
purged.
That. Sufficiently purged. So the we can table for the Trails Master Plan. We just won't. It won't be the official like launching of the community engagement until Arbor Day. And do you have any idea where Arbor Day is going to be this year?
We talked about Parkway. Just kind of continuing on with where we left
the Parkway Trail.
Time.
Okay. Let's make sure we don't put them where our because we're going to. We have any plans to realign that trail. So work with Sherry and I
on that to make sure the trees don't go exactly where the trail is going to be, because those last year were like right where she has some plan like from UDOT too. So we'll just coordinate. Yeah, I'll set up a meeting.
Me, you, Sherry,
yep.
And John. Just so we, this last thing goes. It's not the best look.
Right. Yeah.
It's tearing out the trees that you just.
Yeah. Yeah.
TJ. We tore these trees out so we could plant more.
That's what Hatcher looks like.
It's still in the works.
Okay. So we can help advertise that as a trail event as well, if we want, so that we can kind of launch the public engagement effort of the Trails Master Plan. So we would need somebody to, we need some representation from the committee at that event, but we'll have the consultant there.
Did we have a chair for Purchase Purge on the committee?
Like
taking charge of like.
Oh yeah, we don't have that yet.
Stuff. Oh, when's our next? Is our next meeting before that event? I should know that.
It'll probably be like.
Right. Might be after, I think.
I have to leave, but I cannot chair the Purge Disperge. I have another event that morning. That
it would be. It would be on the 14th, our next meeting. So we have to decide that today.
Okay. So we.
Should be pretty simple.
I think last year you guys set up all the
someone needs to pick
tents.
Up donuts.
Yeah, we can set up the tent, the table.
And for the meeting minutes, Peter Worthland is leaving the meeting. So anything after this, it's a no vote for me.
It's a no from me, dog. It's an abstain rather than
you're just confusing the AI now, sorry.
I am confusing the AI.
See you next time. I can run with that one. So we need donuts and water.
Yeah, I think we brought donuts last year.
We did.
We brought way too many.
I brought way too many.
Like, we're like giving everybody a box of donuts.
I think we decided 3 dozen was.
Yes.
I don't remember how much we got, but it was.
Well, so didn't we decide, I thought we decided after the last few that we would get like granola bars or something instead, because then they can carry over to the next event.
You did say, we didn't agree with you, but you just.
Well, you just could kidding. Agree with me because I'm right. So I think we should.
It's also more healthy.
Yes, Brent, you got granola bars last time at the.
That was the, yeah, day of service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were thinking things that can carry over rather than perishable.
Okay,
the
so I need
ones
to get
especially. Yeah. The other ones are too
healthy
steak.
Snacks.
Yeah.
Granola bars.
Okay.
Yeah. And water.
Some donuts in there too. Yeah.
Do you think it's better? So when I think of like all the plastic water bottles, it makes me want to scream. What if we just did like the refilling thing and everybody brings their own water bottles and we have some plastic water bottles if somebody didn't bring their water bottle?
I love that idea.
I mean, we have 10-gallon coolers in the basement.
Yes. Let's just do that. So maybe just a small, maybe only one thing of water bottles that we bring and then we use them as we go. But we also have a filled thing of water.
We don't shame anybody for taking a water bottle, but we just like promote it. Yeah.
I'm not making any promises.
Well, if we get the water bottles, we'll have something special in the cooler.
You're going to spike the cooler.
I'm going to have to draw the line at recycled the paper straws. No paper straws. We can't do paper straws.
No. Those are terrible. That is the one thing I agree with Donald Trump on.
Did he say that?
Yeah, that was like his first executive order was like, no more paper straws. And I was like, yeah,
I didn't know that.
Actually,
that's funny.
Yeah.
It's dissolving in my mouth.
Okay.
All right, so we have.
No, we all know where.
So I'm going to run with that. So I just need snacks, basically. Your tables, tents, tools. Will we bring any tools to that? Garbage, tons of garbage bags.
Yeah, just garbage bags. I think what we brought last year was the trailer, like the dump trailer and a 110 truck.
And as we're advertising, we're saying and bring then, your own gloves,
yeah, bring
right?
your gloves, shovels.
Can we, I know we're running out of time. Can we put that on Just Serve? That seemed to be.
Yeah, we will. Okay. We put all our events on Just Serve.
I think we got a few people from that last
year. I also found on the Utah Division of Outdoor Recreation, they have like a calendar, event calendar too, and I just found that like I can put all of these events on there. So I'm going to start putting all the events on that calendar.
Okay.
So gloves and tools they need to bring?
Yeah. For the tabling, for the Trails Master Plan, it would be really nice if we had the survey open to send them there instead of just talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, do you think they'll have it by then?
They said flyers advertising survey link shared by North Salt Lake at Perch, this Birch, and Arbor Day.
So they should have it. Because if we just put a QR code up there, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, we'll have flyers or something like that.
Okay, good. Anything we need to do?
I think everything after that we can address with the next meeting.
Okay.
Because April 14th, I think, is our next meeting. And so we'll have time before Arbor Day, and we'll have time before our May cleanup event.
Okay.
And so maybe we need to go out. Maybe you guys can give us some feedback on where you think the May cleanup event should be.
That, so we had mentioned two possibilities. One, the pond trail. That's what we said last time. I don't know what part of it. And then two, we wanted to fix the curves that we had done.
Yes. So that
at the midsection.
I had written down that was going to be done. Yeah, that was the May one was going to be the Parkway Drive Wild Rose realignment and trash and weed cleanup. That's what I had written down. And that we were going to start at 8 a.m.
Perfect.
And we were going to try to do road base on that one section leading up to it, John?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was in May.
It hasn't snowed really much this whole winter, but I can just see April turning into this giant snowstorm. We'll deal
hopefully
with it.
If we want that to happen.
That's true. We need
that to happen.
Yeah,
we're in trouble.
Okay, last thing, discussion of future agendas, items.
So obviously we've got the SharePoint.
Yes.
That we tabled, and then we'll have to talk about events.
Have you received any feedback from the outdoor or the state trail crew?
No, I haven't heard anything yet. I know they had like a staffing change, and so I reached out and was like, did you get this? And they're like, yeah, we've got this staffing change. We're trying to like figure this out, and we'll reach out to you. And I haven't heard anything since then. So I can touch base with them one more time. But what else did you guys want on agendas?
One thing that I'd like to cover is just a social media account for trails.
That is something that we talked to our communications person about. And so far, I think the council or maybe the city manager wasn't too keen on having separate accounts for these different committees. They wanted it all to come from one. But I don't know if you've heard anything different as a department head. Trails account.
We can
social
talk it
media
through,
account.
Though. I mean, we're just talking about an agenda item.
Yeah.
Just talking about
how we handle
social media relative to this content. And I think we can talk about content and not necessarily like secondary.
Okay. Social media content.
Yeah, because I think Bountiful does a pretty amazing job on, they have a lot of people following them and a lot of just engagement there. So I think that would help drive a lot of our other events if we could
And
go
they've
towards
just,
that.
I think, as I understand it from talking with
Bob Larson,
he said something like they just let them run with the social media account, like the city just let the committee run with it.
Someone they can trust, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, if we could just, not a long one, but just talk about that for a few minutes.
Sure. So SharePoint, future events, social media content.
And plan updates, you know, Any updates of South Davis Greenway or whatnot?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry for going a little bit over. Any other items to discuss?
We'd be at a good point, actually, for South Davis Greenway update if the committee wants a larger update than if this group does.
For next month?
Yeah.
Cool, yeah.
I think it would be really good to do that.
That'll be a week after you do the council update?
Yeah.
We do the council update?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else? All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion to adjourn. Kyle, making the motion.
Hey, you're the only one left.
I second.
Brandon second. All in favor say yes?
Aye.
Yes. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Ooh.
Okay, right. That was good.
Good job, it was fast. Did it.
Well.
You did it, guys.
Hour and 37 minutes. Hopefully we
saved
go faster.
The daylight.
That's the other
almost.
Still civil twilight out there. All right. Anything else? Shut down, stop the recording.
I need you to write my grant application for me. Will you
but
do
then
that?
I would pay you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Oh, we need to stop the recording.
Right.